Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Cooney. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting third. The third baseman, Debs Garms. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Buddy Hassett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Danny McFadden. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joe Marte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Steve Meaner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kirby Higbee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Kirby Higbee. And now, play ball. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higbee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a fly ball into right field. Marte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hassett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler misplays the ball. That's an error on Warsler. Gallen moves to third. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallen scores. Lieber moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hassett moves to second. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive towards third. Heck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Higbee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higbee bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Meaner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Meaner moves to third. Higbee moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Miller fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Meaner scores. Higbee moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hassett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler strikes out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooney takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marte hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garms fields it and throws to first for the out. Lieber moves to second. Two outs. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meaner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-1 in the game. Garms strikes out. One out. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hassett takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Higbee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higbee is 0-for-0 in the game. Higbee hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Hodgson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lopez moves to third. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. McFadden bunts towards the mound. Higbee fields it and throws to home to get Lopez. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen is hit by the pitch. Herman moves to second. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lieber hits a fly ball into center field. Cooney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Herman moves to third. Gallen moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller throws to second for one, and Warsler throws to first, and Hassett drops the ball. Herman scores. Gallen scores. Russell moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-1, Cubs. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meaner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russell scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meaner moves to second. Kirby Higbee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higbee is 0-for-1 in the game. Higbee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meaner scores. Mancuso moves to second. It's 6-1, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 2 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meaner throws to second for 1, and Herman throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Garms moves to second. One out. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Hassett takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meaner misplays the ball. That's an error on Meaner. Garms moves to third. Hassett moves to second. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garms scores. Hassett scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 6-3, Cubs. Max West pinch hits for Al Lopez. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Hodgen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Cubs. Charlie Root now pitching. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 2 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodgen scores. There goes West trying to get to third. Marty throws the ball into Herman, who relays the ball to Hack, who tags West for the out. Two outs. It's 6-5, Cubs. LB Fletcher pinch hits for Danny McFadden. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is hit by the pitch. Warsler moves to second. Johnny Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Root's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw now playing center field. Bill Postal now pitching. Phil Massey now catching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Outlaw, who is chasing the ball. Herman reaches third base with a triple. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hassett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lieber takes first base on ball 4. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Marty takes first base on ball 4. Lieber moves to second. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Herman scores. Lieber moves to third. Marty moves to second. It's 7-5, Cubs. Johnny Lanning now pitching. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Meaner takes first base on ball 4. Lieber scores. Marty moves to third. Russell moves to second. It's 8-5, Cubs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty scores. Russell scores. Meaner moves to third. It's 10-5, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Meaner scores. Mancuso moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 11-5, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-3 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Hassett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hermann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gallen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lieber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Lieber reaches second base with a double. Hermann scores. It's 12-5, Cubs. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Marty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lieber moves to third. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lieber scores. Marty moves to second. It's 13-5, Cubs. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Meaner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Outlaw. Meaner reaches second base with a double. Marty scores. Russell goes all the way around to score. It's 15-5, Cubs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Root strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons strikes out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meaner misplays the ball. That's an error on Meaner. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Warsler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Braves 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gallen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Johnny Lanning. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Outlaw moves to second. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-4 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Outlaw scores. It's 15-6, Cubs. Buddy Hassett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassett is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Hassett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garms goes all the way around to score. It's 15-7, Cubs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-4 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Marty. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Hassett goes all the way around to score. It's 15-8, Cubs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hodgson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 15, and Boston Braves, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.